梅雨三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出梅雨三级跳节目电视节目单元的终极课程。Will 和 Jane 在约会时聊天，谈到了 sitcom， 也就是 situation comedy， 情景喜剧。
Hey Winnie, have you ever watched any American sitcoms?
我以前啊看过 Friends， 六人行，这算是个 sitcom 吧。
That's right. Now let's see what sitcoms Will and Jane like to watch.
So Jane, I know that you like watching reality TV, but what about sitcoms?
I used to watch Friends religiously. I cried when it went off the air in 2004.
Oh yeah, Friends was a really popular sitcom. But wasn't it pretty unrealistic? None of the characters worked very often, but they had a huge apartment in New York City.
Who cares? Sitcoms are supposed to be funny. They're not supposed to be like real life.
原来啊 ，Jane 也是六人行的粉丝哎。他说的对 ，sitcom 追求的就是搞笑好玩，谁会在乎情节的真实性呢？哎，对了 ，Professor Jane 说他以前 watch Friends religiously， 这是什么意思啊
？It means she was very serious about watching the show.
哦，我明白了。如果做什么事情是本着 religiously 的态度呢，就表明啊你是雷打不动，一直在很认真的做。Jane 看六人行啊。一定是集集都看。他还说啊，2004年这个节目 went off the air 停播的时候啊，他都哭了呢。
Exactly, Winnie. The opposite of off the air is on the air. You could say Friends was so popular that it was able to stay on the air for 10 seasons.
Oh, off the air 反义词呢，就是 on the air， 也就是播出的意思。
Why did you like Friends so much? Did you think it was really funny?
Yeah, it was really funny, but it also had a great storyline. All the different episodes were part of the same plot.
That's true. I also thought that the dialogue was really good, too.
Oh, yeah, the dialogue was great. I thought everything the characters said to one another was really funny.
So, Winnie, what did Jane like so much about Friends?
她说啊，六人行的 storyline, 故事情节特别好。每集的内容相互联系，让整个节目啊有 one plot， 一个完整的故事梗概。
That's right. But Will has a different reason for liking the show, right?
对 ，Will 喜欢里面的 dialogue 对话，他觉得啊这些对话特别好玩。
The other thing that made Friends so good was the cast. All the actors were perfect for their characters.
Oh yeah, the casting was really great. The actor who played Ross did a great job. He was hilarious.
Really? I didn't think he was the funniest. My favorite character was Joey.
Joey was pretty good, but not as funny as Ross. And the relationship between Ross and Rachel was really romantic, too.
It was kind of romantic, but it got old.
Will 和 Jane 都觉得六人行的 cast, 演员阵容啊选得很好。
That's right.But what does Will say about the relationship between Ross and Rachel on the show?
Will 说 Ross 和 Rachel 的恋爱的确挺浪漫的，可是后来就 got old 了。Professor, 这是不是说啊，这些情节老演老演就变得没劲儿了？
Right. It means the plot lost its original appeal because it is too long or gets repeated too many times. For example, when I first heard Craig's joke, I thought it was funny.But after he told it 10 times, it got old.
What about you, Will? Do you like sitcoms?
Not anymore. Ever since the series finale of Friends, I haven't found any other sitcoms that I really like.
Really? So what kind of programs do you watch on TV now?
Lately, I've gotten really into more serious shows, like crime dramas.
Huh? 自从六人行的 series finale, 大结局播完以后 ,Will 就再没找到好看的 sitcom.
That's right.Winnie, you can use the word finale in other contexts. For example, at the end of the Olympics, there is always a big finale with lots of fireworks.
奥运会的闭幕式啊，也可以叫 finale. Will 说他现在喜欢看 crime dramas. 这又是什么节目呢？
Listen next time to find out.
这次的梅雨三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
没问题，今天我们要聊聊美国的大学排名。
Harvard and Princeton remain tied for number one on the U.S. News and World Report's Best Colleges ranking.
看看西方人有什么迷信传统。
Don't walk under that ladder; it's bad luck.
还要告诉你怎么说短板。
Western superstitions? There are a bunch of them.Especially now that Halloween is around the corner. The ghosts are...
你别说，你别说，我听了鬼故事睡不着觉。
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. 好了好了，不开玩笑了。我们赶快来进入第一个单元 ,Learn a Word.
Learn a Word.
今天我们要学的词是
Household. Household is spelled H-O-U-S-E-H-O-L-D. Household.
Household 是家庭一家一户的意思。
American gymnast Gabby Douglas made a household name out of herself with her gold medal win at the London Games.
美国女子体操选手 Gabby Douglas 在伦敦奥运会上赢得金牌，变得家喻户晓。美国农业部公布的报告显示
，Almost 18 million American households struggled to find enough to eat in 2011.
美国有将近1800万个家庭2011年曾遇到过缺少足够食物的情况。利物浦连续第四年成为全英国失业家庭比例最高的城市。
Almost a third of all households in Liverpool have no employed family members.
利物浦将近三分之一的家庭都没有任何家庭成员工作。好的，今天我们学习的词是
Household, household, household.
说起 household, 那天我看到了一个报道。The median income of American households peaked in 2007 and has been decreasing ever since.这经济怎么也不复苏啊
Actually, the economy has been improving. However, it will take at least 5 to 10 years for the economy to get back on track after the major economic recession we've had.
那你觉得经济的短板是什么
Well, I guess it's still the housing market. The market had a major bubble 5 years ago, and then everything just collapsed.
对。不过这个短板该怎么说呢咱们一块去听听今天的美语怎么说你就明白了。
美语怎么说
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是露露要问的短板。
Hi, Lulu. How's your new job treating you?
哎，还可以吧。不过我觉得同事们都很强势，弄得我不敢说话。这种内向害羞真是我的短板。
短板？
短板就是我的弱点、缺点。哎，这用美语该怎么说呢
？I see. It is your weak point or shortcoming.
哦，短板在美语中就是 weak point 或者 shortcoming. I think being shy is my weakest point. I really should be more aggressive.
Don't worry. Sometimes it takes me time to open up to people too.You should stick to your strengths by showing your coworkers what you're good at.
你是说让我多向同事展示自己拿手的方面 ？Stick to my strengths 就是扬长避短，对吗？
没错。
说是这么说，可是现在我们组我资历最浅，好像觉得插不上嘴，好像局外人。
As I said, you just need time to warm up. It's natural to find it a bit challenging to fit in at the beginning, but you'll be fine very soon.Talk to your coworkers. Ask them stupid questions. They won't see you as a poor fit.
A poor fit? 这又是什么意思啊
You find people or things a poor fit if they don't suit you or don't get along with you. For example, if someone is a poor fit in a team, he is not working well with other team members.
明白了 A poor fit 就是不合适如果一个团队里有个人不合群，他就是 a poor fit for the team.
That's right. Lulu, I'm sure you're a good fit for the team. Now, let's see what you've learned today.
今天我们学了短板是 weak point, 或者 shortcoming, 扬长避短是 stick to your strengths, 不合适不合群是 a poor fit.
这次的美语怎么说就到这里了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Jessica， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com.
Hey, Jessica, Fred, 我就要去美国留学了，想学点地道的美语，该找谁呢？
上美国之音英语教学网站 www.goenglish.me
www.goenglish.you?
No, .me.
That's what I said, you.
You're not listening. 你听好了。不是 you, 是 me. M-E. Me, me, me.
It's always about you. You're so spoiled.
哎呀，你们俩别吵了。快点告诉我这个网站到底叫什么。我现在就上。
www.goenglish.me.
See? It's always...
Oh, cut it out!
www.goenglish.me. 听见没有, Mike? You need to stick to your strength. 扬长避短.
You realize that means I basically have to take care of everything since I'm working with you.Compared to you, I'm better at everything.
And that just flies in the face of common sense. 大家都知道这不是事实。
I kid. But you did just mention a really good term, fly in the face of. Let's listen to today's words and idioms and find out what it means.
美国习惯用语。
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第988讲，我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus。
我阿姨去年开了一个蛋糕店，现在她生意越做越好，而且她还准备开个分店，这使得很多甜品业同行感到奇怪，他们都因为经济不振而收入下降，而我阿姨的蛋糕店呢，生意蒸蒸日上，与他们的情况正相反。这也让我想到一句习惯用语，那就是
Fly in the face of。 Fly is spelledFLY, and face is spelled FACE, fly in the face of.
这个词组里的词都很简单，不过连起来跟飞或者脸都没有什么关系，而是完全相反，截然不同的意思。在上面的例子里，甜品业普遍业绩不好，可是我阿姨的蛋糕店呢，却蒸蒸日上。
It appears to fly in the face of what's typical in the industry.
我们祝她好运。在下面的例子里，我们要讲讲教育领域的一些改革。你肯定认为现在高科技教育占了主导地位，咱们来听听下面这些学校的做法有什么不同。
Most American schools have been increasing spending on high technologies. That meant more computer-assisted learning in the classrooms. Yet, a small minority of institutes are focusing on traditional learning. They believe it's much better for the students.It's unclear if they're right, but it certainly flies in the face of what most schools are emphasizing.
这段话是说，大多数美国学校现在都在高科技上投资，这意味着课堂里出现更多的电脑技术的支持。但是也有一小部分学校坚持传统教育，他们认为这样更有利于学生。现在还不清楚他们是否正确，不过很显然，他们的做法跟大多数的学校背道而驰。
我的一个朋友 Jenny 也是这样。现在很多人都通过 Facebook、微博和 Twitter 这些社交网站联络沟通，可我的朋友 Jenny 坚持不用这些社交平台，他认为面对面的沟通才是最好的。
It flies in the face of what most people do these days.
这与眼下大多数人的做法都截然不同。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Most American schools have been increasing spending on high technologies.That meant more computer-assisted learning in the classroom. Yet, a small minority of institutes are focusing on traditional learning. They believe it's much better for the students. It's unclear if they're right, but it certainly flies in the face of what most schools are emphasizing.
不知道我们的听众是不是体育迷？我本人就挺爱看美式橄榄球，总觉得是一种不同的文化体验。下面这个例子里讲到了一名叫 Tim 的球员，我们来听听看。
Tim is one of a few football players who isn't shy about his religious beliefs. Before every game, in front of huge television audiences, he kneels in prayer on the field. He knows not everyone approves. Still, he doesn't regret flying in the face of how athletes are expected to behave.
这段话是说 ,Tim 是少数敢于表达自己宗教信仰的球员之一。每场比赛开始前，当着电视观众的面，他都会跪在赛场上祈祷。他们知道并不是每个人都赞成他的做法，他并不取悦社会对运动员的一些期待，他也丝毫不后悔。
我觉得呢，每个人的宗教信仰都是他的自由。就像最近很火的 Jeremy Lin 林书豪，他也对自己的宗教信仰毫不掩饰。我有一个同性恋朋友，
She's very open about her sexual orientation. This flies in the face of some traditional views.
他很公开自己的性取向，这与很多保守的观点大相径庭。好了，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Tim is one of a few football players who isn't shy about his religious beliefs. Before every game, in front of huge television audiences, he kneels in prayer on the field. He knows not everyone approves. Still, he doesn't regret flying in the face of how athletes are expected to behave.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 fly in the face of, 意思是截然相反，大相径庭。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林。
我是 Dan Marcus。
谢谢各位的收听。
一二三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。十二级精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
Fly in the face of 截然相反，我这就能造个句。天气预报说今天很热，结果我就穿了个小短袖。But the weather today flies in the face of the weather forecast. It's freezing outside.
Didn't you know that being a weatherman is the only job in the world which you can be wrong 90% of the time and still get paid?
Then I take it that being a weatherman ranks number one on your list of possible careers, right?
Hey!
咱们接下来再来学个词儿，顺便来听听世界大学的最新排名怎么样。
Let's listen.
Learn a word.
Today, 我们要学的词是
ranking. Ranking is spelled R-A-N-K-I-N-G. Ranking.
Ranking 是排名的意思。
Harvard and Princeton remain tied for number one on the U.S. News and World Report's Best Colleges ranking.
美国新闻与世界报道杂志公布的最新美国大学排名，哈佛大学和普林斯顿大学并列第一。在另外一项世界大学的排名中，
MIT took first place, knocking Britain's University of Cambridge into second place and Harvard into third, according to the QS World University Rankings.
美国的麻省理工学院排名第一，把英国剑桥大学和美国哈佛大学挤到了第二位和第三位。好的，今天我们学习的词是
ranking, ranking, ranking.
这个世界大学排名榜，不同的机构排的都太不一样了。哎，不能信，不能信。
Aw, Yang Lin, honestly, is it because your school's not listed? Choo!
你看，报应来了吧？你是不是感冒了？
Me? No. Don't you see how strong I am? I never get sick.
Mike, you'd better knock on wood. Don't jinx it. 不过大家可能正在纳闷，为什么我让 Mike 敲木头呢？咱们来听听下面的礼节美语，你就明白了。
礼节美语。
来自中国的雇员 Sue 跟男同事 Pete 和女同事 Julie 一起去吃饭。
Hey, Sue, don't walk under that ladder. It's bad luck.
Julie, is he serious?
Kind of. There is an old tradition in the West that says it's bad luck.
You mean a superstition?
Yes, I guess it is a superstition.
But, Julie, you are from the UK and Pete is American. I thought Western people weren't superstitious.
Actually, many of us are. In America, we have a whole bunch of superstitions.
Pete 警告 Sue 不要从梯子下面走。It's bad luck 会带来坏运气。Superstition 就是迷信。Julie 是英国人 ，Pete 是美国人。原来啊，西方人也迷信。
Wow, I always thought Westerners consider superstitions old-fashioned. My family is Chinese. Almost all of us are very superstitious.
Well, I think the superstitions might be different, but pretty much every country in the world has them.
Is the number 4 unlucky in the West?
No, I don't think so.
Wait. Why is the number 4 bad?
In Chinese, the pronunciation of the 4 sounds a lot like the word for death.
Oh, I can see why that would be bad.
Sue 原来以为西方人觉得迷信是 old-fashioned, 守旧过时的。只有中国人迷信。没想到啊，其实西方人也迷信。但是东西方迷信的内容不一样。
We might be okay with the number 4, but some Western people think 13 is an unlucky number.
That's true. Some buildings will skip the 13th floor, or call it 12A or something.
That's funny. In many Chinese places, they do exactly the same thing with the 4th floor. But why is 13 unlucky?
Well, it's not too clear how that happened, but it probably has something to do with 12 being a lucky number.
西方人不忌讳四，但是忌讳十三。很多大楼因此没有十三层，用十二 A 来代替。素说中国也有类似的做法，不过在西方文化里，十三为什么不吉利呢？朱莉说，大概是因为十三前面的十二是一个 lucky number, 特别吉利的数字。
12 is a number featured in many stories and legends, and so it's kind of considered to be a good number.
But 13 is not?
Nope. And the most unlucky day of all is if a Friday falls on the 13th of a month. That's considered to be a super unlucky day.
Oh, yeah, I saw a horror movie called Friday the 13th once.
Yeah, that's a great horror movie.
在西方，很多传说和故事里，十二都是吉祥数字，可十三却代表着厄运。如果那个月的十三号正好又是星期五的话，那你一定要小心。
用 iPhone 随时随地收听收看 VOA
美国之音正式推出 iPhone 中文新闻应用程序，
您可以通过易于操作的界面阅读繁体版或简体版美国之音新闻报道，收听收看美国之音广播电视节目，阅读美国之音的中文博客。
美国之音 iPhone 中文新闻应用程序的新闻线索功能还能让您直接向我们传输新闻线索，并发送照片和录像。
请上 iTunes App Store 免费下载使用，搜索词 VOA 空一格 Chinese 应用程序名称 VOA News Chinese Edition。
美国之音 iPhone 中文新闻应用程序主要功能包括
可按类别检索最新的新闻报道消息，
收听收看视频和音频节目，
访问美国之音中文博客，
为 VOA 提供新闻线索，包括文字、照片或录像的手机上传，
书签功能、文章收藏和多媒体收藏，
中文简体和繁体的转换。
美国之音 iPhone 中文新闻应用程序同样适用于 iPod Touch 和 iPad。
多媒体全方位体验 VOA，
欢迎您马上使用美国之音 iPhone 中文新闻应用程序。
Pete 和 Julie 给 Sue 讲起了 Western superstitions， 西方的迷信传统，比如 Don't walk under a ladder， Don't use the number 13 等等。Sue 本来还以为西方人觉得迷信是 old-fashioned, 传统守旧的，没想到西方人比东方人还迷信。So, do you believe in superstitions, Mike?
I sure do.
So, what are some other superstitions in the West?
If you see a black cat crossing your path, you're going to have very bad luck. I guess it's because black cats have long been associated with witchcraft.
啊，我有个好朋友就有只小黑猫，我还觉得它挺可爱的呢。
Oh my gosh, your friend is in serious trouble. But actually, for all these superstitions, it all depends on whether you believe it or not.
对，信则有，不信则无。咱们接着来听听 Sue 告诉了 Pete 和 Julie 什么吧。
礼节美语。
来自中国的雇员 Sue 跟男同事 Pete 和女同事 Julie 一起去吃饭，三个人谈到了东西方的迷信。 Sue 说
What about walking under a ladder? What's wrong with that?
You know, I'm not really sure, but it's probably a good idea to avoid it. Something might fall on your head.
That makes sense.
So many of your superstitions don't really have a specific origin.
Many of them might be related to religious issues.But the origin kind of gets lost in history.
Julie 说，西方很多迷信都不知道是从哪里来的。
The origin kind of gets lost in history.
比如说，从梯子下面走会带来坏运气，可是为什么呢？或许是上面会掉东西下来砸到你吧。
Oh, I can think of one superstition that's related to religion.Many Western people say bless you to a person if they sneeze.
Right. That's because around 500 years ago, people thought saying God bless you could help heal the person and stop the spread of disease.
Still, today many people say bless you after someone sneezes. It's now considered polite.
I think that's a sweet thing to say. Tell me some more Western superstitions.
不少迷信跟宗教有关。 Pete 举例说，有人打喷嚏，旁边的人说 bless you 就起源于宗教。 Julie 说，大约500年前，人们觉得说上帝保佑你 God bless you 能防治疾病，但是今天别人打喷嚏，你说 bless you 已经变成一种礼貌了。
Well, if you see a black cat walking in front of youBad luck might be coming very soon.
A black cat is kind of evil, huh? I guess that's why a witch always has a black cat.
Yeah, but I have a black cat at home, and he's not evil at all. He's a sweet little cat.
I'd say many Western people don't take these things very seriously, but they are still a part of our culture.
I know one. Breaking a mirror is 7 years of bad luck. Back in ancient times, a mirror was said to be a window to your soul.So breaking one was very bad.
In 西方，如果你前面有一只黑猫，那可就糟了，意味着厄运临头。可是朱莉就养了一只黑猫，可爱极了。看来西方人也并不真的相信。
They don't take these things very seriously.
另外，打碎镜子代表着7年的坏运气。因为古代人觉得镜子是通向心灵的窗口。
Do you have superstitions about where things are built?
You mean like feng shui?
Yes, exactly. How do you know about that?
Feng shui is becoming quite popular in the West. Some people now do try to follow some of the rules if they can.
Wow, it seems we are starting to share traditions.
Sure, why not?
Yes, I think it's good to get to know each other's culture better.
风水在西方越来越流行，这也算是文化互通吧。
Oh, God bless you, Mike. 我看你是感冒了，还是回家好好喝水睡觉吧。
I'm not sick. I'm just allergic to you.
You are... Oh, never mind.好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
Bye bye.